Today's words of wisdom, the definition of Buddha's land, will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Definition of Buddha's Land, given on November 4th, 1989, in New York, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I don't believe in any religion at all, and I don't belong to any particular religion group. I only meditate myself. Can I get enlightenment?
That shows that you haven't got enlightenment. Yes, if you have, you would have known. Or at least you have feel more secured. Now, we do not need to belong to any religious order or group in order to get enlightenment. We do not need to even believe before we see. But seeing, we must. When you are face to face with God or Buddha, or you've been to the Buddha's land, then you will know, yes, there is Buddha. Now I believe. That's all right to be an atheist. But it's not all right to remain like that all your life. We must get some proof as long as we can. As far as we can, we get the proof. If no one else offer you the proof, okay, then no one can blame you for being an atheist forever. But if someone stand out and offer you the proof, then you should at least give yourself a chance, yeah, to prove the world beyond our existence. And then you can believe there is a Buddha or there is God or there is other things.
Please explain more on the mass suffering. Why are children suffered in Vietnam? Did they all are guilty before? That's why they are suffering.
No one is innocent. I have told you yesterday. But all these are lessons we have to learn. I am not condemning anyone at all. It's all learning lessons. While learning is very painful, once you are awakened, you see things in a different light. And you know, it is all lessons. The Vietnamese people, well, they have also done something wrong in their past lives. They have also invaded other countries. They have also have thrown some people out of their land, or maybe suppressing people. When we read our history, every nation experienced the same thing. Every nation has done something to one or another nation. And then many thousand hundred years later, we reap the result thereof. I'm a Vietnamese, and I help my people as much as I can, even until now. I still do so. But that doesn't mean that I have to always speak the untruth. Understand what I mean? I'm a truthful person. What is good, I say is good. Just like when you are a beautiful girl, but you have a spot on your hand or on your face, the spot is still an ugly spot, even though it's on a beautiful body. Understand that? So I love my country and my people. But the whole world is my country, and all the people are my people. Every nation has their up and down, their mistakes, their glory, and their goodness. So if the people of any country do some good things together, then the whole country will reap the same result of goodness. If the whole country accidentally or mistakenly or ignorantly, unknowingly do something wrong to other beings, then sooner or later they will have to reap the result. Look at the mass killing that we do every day. In order to keep this body of 100 years, how many lives have to be sacrificed? All the fish, all the shrimps, all the chickens, all the pigs. How do you think all this energy will be dissolved without war, without suffering, without physical ailments? Everything we do is recorded in the ether, in the air. Nothing will be lost. They will be diluted only with a different energy. They will be equalized only by different actions, not lost. Yeah? Cannot be lost. For example, ice already became ice through water. And now, if we want it to disappear, we have to put sun rays into it, or we have to put lamp or light or heat into it in order to get it back into the air again. Understand? So if we have been killing mass massacre all the time, and all these animals suffering, and they also have consciousness and thinking and hatred energy, all this hatred, fear, condense themselves into powerful energy and hang around the air. So too much of that will result in mass suffering. We have to pay for everything we use in this physical universe. Everything we use. Therefore, all the masters emphasize the vegetarian diet, the less cost of the existence. Animals have life, plants also have life, but it's the less cost. Just like you earn only $100 and you want to spend $200, then of course you are in debt. You're in trouble. If you try to buy cheap things and satisfy yourself with the minimum cost to live, then you have no worry about debt. Understand this? That's why we choose vegetarian diet, a fruit diet or nut, these things have less crime, less consciousness within themselves. If you take a few nuts from the trees, the trees still have plenty of nuts to grow, 1,000 nuts, 3 more. Understand? It will not be lost. Now if you cut a flower or a branch of vegetable, that will grow even more. From that cut stem, more a vegetable out of it. So in this way, we know that the vegetarian diet is less harmful, less cost.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Can normal human being's body become a Buddha? Is that possible? 凡身成佛可能吗?
为什么不可能啊? 昨天师父有讲好了, 没有人是凡夫的, 因为佛在心嘛, 佛在你的里面啊, 这个里面的, 住在这个家的人, 就是佛的啦, 了解不了解, 本来就是佛啦, 还有什么人是凡夫? 自己不想认识自己嘛, 嗯? 自己忘记自己是佛而已啊, 哪里有凡夫的人啊? 我没看到凡夫, 佛在你的心, 就表示说这个人里面就是佛了, 这个外面就是一个家, 一个房子, 一个衣服而已, 我们就是佛嘛, 不了解这个啊?
The master explained, yes, the Buddha nature is within you. You are the Buddha. You can become Buddha. As long as there's a real master can open that door for you. 印心之后必须出家吗? Do I have to leave my family to be a monk after the initiation?
You answer.
No, you don't have to. You see, I'm not a monk. I'm still doing my business. I'm still going to see movie, you know. It's normal. Just you live more healthier and happier. Because you know where you came from, where you're going, what's the structure of the universe. And what shall I do? And you are not located from the earth, on the earth point of view. You locate from the universe point of view. You are happy every day. 中阴身成佛可能吗?
中阴身就是人死的时候.
Yes.
49天, 他们相信是有一个灵魂啦.
Yes.
有一个所谓的身体啊, 就是中阴身, 还没投胎以前, 这叫中阴身。
I see.
然后离开这个肉体, 还没有投胎以前, 那个重心的时候, 中央的时候, 这叫中阴身。
I see.
OK? 这个中阴身当然不能成佛啊。 嗯? 除了你在肉体的时候, 已经开始, 把那个佛种子已经坏牙啦, 懂不懂? 那你离开这个世界了以后, 那个牙已经坏牙啦, 继续长大才行啊。 现在我们有那个佛智啊, 不过还没有坏牙, 所以死了以后也还没有坏牙, 了解不了解? 死了以后更糟糕啊, 啊, 我们有身体, 它还有那个条件, 它可以坏牙, 没有身体, 没办法有条件坏牙, 听懂不懂? 嗯? 所以在这个世界的时候，我们还有受体的时候，要一心，要发展我们的佛性，要让它发芽，让我们死了以后才安全的。因为在这个世界，佛性才能够发芽。OK， 因为有肉体的时候，所以佛才说人生非常宝贝。如果要知道怎么宝贝的话，他讲一个故事。他说，如果一只乌龟，眼睛都盲掉了，那么住在很深的海里面了，100年呢，才跑上来一次，然后刚好碰到一块那个木头啊，在木头里面也有一个洞这样子，但那个乌龟能够经过那个洞啊，100年上去一次，又应该碰到那个洞，那这么难呐、啊，听懂不懂？如果那个可以的话，就是人生一样那么难得的，因为我们用这个人生能够发展我们的智慧，把我们的佛性弄坏呀，听懂不懂？然后发展。Somebody asked me about what they call the soul. Let me explain. In Buddhism, there is a term called 中阴身啊。中阴身 means the body that you use after you left this physical body, just before you enter into another kind of existence. Yeah? Before you enter into the womb or another kind of existence. 49 days, your soul or your so-called 中阴 body, yeah, mean the, in the middle body, yeah, will fly around the world, up and down and in and out, and finding some places to rest, or some purpose of life, or somewhere to reincarnate. And people ask me, with this kind of body, can we become Buddha? I say, yes and no. Yes, if you have during the physical life already let the seed of your enlightenment sprout forth, and then after you leave the body, the sprout continue to grow, because only in this fertile ground the seed can sprout. Without water, without earth, no sprout, understand? But no, if in the physical body you have not let the seed of the Buddhahood sprout forth, or the kingdom of God have not opened. Yeah? So when you leave the body, you are still like that. If you are not literate in this life, after you die, will you become literate? No, of course not. You are even worse only. Yeah? So that's why the Buddha say the human body is very, very precious. Very precious. Because we can use it to fertilize our growth into Buddhahood. But those who practice Guan Yin method, to get enlightenment or after initiation, you need not go through the period in between. Understand? You go directly to Buddha's land, to where your master is. And there you learn further if you have not learned enough. If you have learned enough, you become a master in some land above the earth, or you come back to the earth, become a master of the earthly citizen. If you have not developed enough into mastership, then you go to where your master stay. He takes care of you, teach you, educate you, develop until you become the teacher yourself, okay? You need not go through the wandering period of the 中阴身. So no problem, yeah? I promise.
舍利子，舍利花代表什么意义？
This is a relic.Death relic. 舍利子、舍利花，这对我是没什么意思了，只是一种祈念了。我们人嘛，生的时候还是抓的这个世界，死的时候还放不下，还要抓东西，还要拿一些东西祈念。他们相信啊，修行大修行的人死了之后笑掉了，会有一点舍利子。也是一种留下来的身体的所谓的化学的反应，chemical reaction。所以 有的人没有修行也有舍利子，有的人所谓修行很多也没有舍利子啊，是比较丢脸。我知道很多故事，我自己的徒弟没有修行的一个先生，他死的时候也有舍利子，也有舍利花。我也有知道很多所谓的修行人，烧了有什么都没，只有骨头而已，跟那种留下来一点黑黑的骨头。嗯，我不是要诽谤人哈，你们问师父要讲的啦，我的心都很单纯啦，没有任何的要举绍人家，不过不讲你们不知道吗？听懂吗？是师父责任，不过不要出去再讲给人家听啊。不是说你修行没有舍利子啊。所以我们也不能说舍利子，这我想的是化学反应啦，有这时候不是 You don't know? Then you have to go to Taiwan and see for yourself the true story that I have spoken. Have you done it? Don't believe anything until you see, please, yeah? 传话啦，不一样啊，听懂吗？从一个人传到另外一个人就不一样啊。那些神神秘秘、神神话话的，最好不要讲那么多，人家会笑我们死啊！啊，对不起，师父是比较直的人啊，不要生气我哈，不要生气哈。I said to him, "Do not get mad at me. I'm a very straightforward person. Whatever I know, whatever I think, I just say it. And sometimes people get hurt, but I don't mean to hurt people." Now I said, the practitioner, we should develop wisdom.And believe in logic, and believe what we see, and not always tell about the things that we do not see, and we do not know, and make a mysterious story of everything. Concerning the relics of the people or the Buddhas afterward, it comes from the Hindu tradition. After a great practitioner died, even not a great practitioner, you go and put on fire, to burn the body, and put the ash into the Ganges.But to some great practitioner, they have so many students, Because they are attached to their master and love their master. So even after they die, they still want to have some ashes of the master to bring home and to worship. Well, that's understandable, That's understandable. So now the story goes like this. If the Buddha or the great practitioner die, then they have left behind some kind of so-called relics. It's kind of...condensed form, looks like rock or jewels, sometimes with different colors. And these I have seen myself too. And this is called relics. And there are other kinds that look like flower, that they call relic flower, 舍利花. This I also have seen. According to my experience, some people have not practiced at all and have many relics and relics flower.And some are so-called practitioner leading a so-called very pure life have not left behind any relics at all. So I just tell him it's a kind of chemical reaction. A different body have different chemical reaction to the fire. Yeah, maybe the bone is a little bit harder in some one person and it become or maybe the heat is more intense. Yeah. Sometimes we burn something.With the higher heat, then it become hard, The rest become harder and shining. And sometimes if we burn it with a lower heat, you go home and burn some synthetic fiber, something like this, or maybe anything, Even cotton shred. You burn it with different heat, the reaction is different. Is that not so? Have you tried? I have tried. Sometimes when I burn the candles all night,Then the relics come. If I burn it only for 1 hour or two, no relics. Now the relics from the candles or from the oil lamp looks as much as those that form the bones of the people who left behind. I was very surprised. But I couldn't care so much for these things. I couldn't care for relics. So the true story is that some of my disciples' relatives die and they also put him on fire. Then...They have relics, and the relics are still here in Taiwan now. Because their family was so overexcited about the relics of the father. How come the father has relics? He eat meat, he drink wine, he never recite the Buddha's name, he never went anywhere. And he even object the practicing people. 他反对修行的人，他反对他的太太，跟师父印心的太太。 I do not want to tell you too much, but it's for you to judge. One of the cases, his wife is initiated by me long ago, many years ago. And when this person died, her husband died, being just a very ordinary, don't even eat vegetarian once a year, you understand? Never. And he even make fun of his wife for reciting the Buddhas or worshiping the temple. He actually against all this. When he died, of course the wife called many monks, yeah, Buddhist monks who come and recite the sutra to give him blessing. But the more they recite, the blacker the person become. So now in our Chinese or Vietnamese tradition, if the person die with a black face, not radiant face, then he surely go to hell or very lower place of existence. So she was very frightened. How come so many great monks come and spend so much money and so many flowers, so many fruits, so many ceremony, and the face doesn't change, get worse? So she was frightened. Then at last she remember me. Yes, at last I can come in. Always call me at last. And before I left for Hong Kong, at that moment I want to leave already for the aeroplane. And she called me 5 minutes just before and tell me the situation and beg me that I should help his soul, should liberate him. I said, but you have called so many monks already. I have no place. What I mean is you didn't invite. So he said, now I invite you. She said, yes, 现在我请你来了. Now I invite you. Please come and help him. I say, okay, I will try. And at that moment, immediately the face changed into a pinky style, very pink. And so that means he will be reborn in heaven, high place, a place of happiness. So after that, they burn his body and get a lot of so-called relics. Yeah? So he hasn't practiced anything. It's just due to his wife call. The face was black and become pink. But it's not only that, there are other things that happen in between. Many of his family members saw me came to his house and help him in spirit. But I didn't go there. Yeah, that's what they told. They just tell me like that. I didn't go there, just they saw me in a light form body. After that, they burn the body and they get the relics. So what can I say about these things? He never practiced in his life. He even against it. He didn't eat vegetarian.
What is the meaning of instant enlightenment?
I mean, you get enlightened instantly. Exactly like that. Nothing more, nothing less.
What master means, during the initiation, immediately you will see the light, you will get enlightened.
Enlightened implies light, you will see the light, understand? So when you are enlightened, you see the light. Immediately, so that's called immediate enlightenment. Yeah?
I am a topless dancer. Am I guilty of committing a sin? Can I be initiated?
Yes, you can. No one is guilty in my eyes. It's condition of the society. It's a survival difficulty that everyone do some kind of job different from the others. But all of you are goddesses and God. All of you have Buddha nature.
If one has achieved enlightenment, will he or she be repeating another lifetime?
After initiation, will she come back again?
Right.
No. No. Not if you don't desire to. Suppose you desire to come back, yes. If you want to come back after initiation for any purpose or still have some desire for this world left, okay, you come back. If not, no. You don't have to. The master take you directly to the higher abode. There we have a lot of other things to do. Higher purpose, higher blessing, higher education.
How is one's enlightenment related to entering nirvana?
Nirvana is a term for bliss, joy, ecstasy. If you are enlightened, and sometimes you are deep into samadhi, you experience nirvana. You can experience so-called nirvana every day, or once a week, or maybe once a while, after initiation. It depends on how pure you are, how diligent your practice, how much faith you have. And after you die, you experience the great nirvana. You don't have to come back again. And now the small nirvana is that every day you experience maybe half an hour of bliss, and then you have to go back to work, or your wife call you, or children call you. Yeah? So you cannot always experience the great nirvana. After severing the tide of this world, we can always be in nirvana. Okay?
Can the doctrine of many lifetimes taught in Buddhism be reconciled with the Christian teaching that there is only one lifetime?
No, it's a misunderstanding. Christianity doesn't teach that there is only one lifetime. It is because the Bible is been cut and censored and rearranged and hidden away many truths from people, so we do not experience that clearly. Otherwise, if you remember Jesus, when he was still on the earth, people asked him, "Are you the incarnation of such and such great prophet before?" He kept silence. When he kept silence at that period of time, that means he accepted. Otherwise, he would terribly reject. He will refuse. He said, no, that's just nonsense. There's no other life. There's no reincarnation. Nothing. Understand that? Every religion talk about reincarnation. I mean, the doctrine of many lifetimes. If, suppose there is only one lifetime, then you no need to be virtuous. You no need to do good. It's finished. Afterward. Understand? So the underline is that. Many lifetimes. And also the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. If there is no other lifetime, how should we reap what we sow? Because you can see many people, they do bad things and they lead a very comfortable life. And some people are very virtuous and good and humble and they lead a very miserable, sometimes suppressed life. So if there is a God, how can we justify His mercy? Yeah? Now, there must be reincarnation in order to reap what we sow. So we have to be more intelligent and expand our understanding. Not just clinging into the word reincarnation or not reincarnation. Many teachers, they express their opinion and their enlightenment in different ways. Understand? Just like I told you yesterday already. You call your wife a darling, or a honey pie, or a sugar candy, or a sweetheart. Fancy your heart become sweet. Have you tasted a heart before? Sweetheart, yeah? Or anything. It's just a different type of expression, okay? And somebody say, "Oh, I love my wife very much," and this is very correct and very precise and very obvious. But somebody else say, "Without my wife, I could not live." Understand? Now you have to understand that what he means is that he loved his wife so much, just like the first person. Just like the first one person say, "I love my wife very much." And the other say, "Without my wife, I cannot live." Understand? The other say, "If I am separate from my wife one day, oh, I feel life has no meaning." It's the same thing. Okay? I'm so surprised that you are so good at love story and you are not good in the Bible. The expression of love you understand, but the expression of holy teaching is so noble and so puzzleful for most of the people. Why? I don't understand. It's very similar.
请问开悟是否究竟? 耶稣基督据说他并没有得到究竟之果。 请问法师您是否已得到究竟果? 什么叫究竟果?
究竟 means the highest level of attainment. 开悟就不是究竟。听懂不懂? 开悟就是开始走而已。等一下你完全开悟的时候, 才是叫究竟开悟。开悟有很多等级。耶稣基督也有说他有得到究竟。他说, "I and my Father are one." 我和我的父亲同一体的，父亲是 God 上帝那个，他和他同一体，就别是说他是上帝的，怎么还不就近呢？开玩笑，我是不是就近的话，那你们慢慢来检查。我说是的话，你们不一定相信；我说不是，我就说妄语。OK， As a question is like this: Does enlightenment means ultimate? And Yesu Kitu mentioned that he did not get the ultimate enlightenment. And also the third question is that he asked me, have I reached the ultimate enlightenment, in the highest level? So now my answer was this. Enlightenment doesn't mean the highest. Enlightenment has many levels. So once you are completely enlightened, then you can call you on the highest. You graduate. But then still a lot to learn. It's not only there. You have so endless treasure, endless wisdom. How can you stop when you complete? You only graduate. When you are an MD, graduated, you still have a lot of things to learn when you practice. You learn endless. But you graduate. You become a doctor, alright. So you became a Buddha, or you become a Christ-like, and you start your job. Okay? And you learn more by experience and by practice. Right. That is the first question. Now, the second question is, Jesus said he did not reach the highest. Where did he say that? I only remember he said, I and my Father are one. Mean I and God are one. If he and God is one, what is he? He is what? God. That's the highest attainment. We have to reach behind the light. Not only cling to the words. That's how people fight with each other. That's how religions start all the bloody wars, because of vocabularies. Nothing else. It's very sad indeed, that we are so ignorant. To this kind of level we fall, understand? And all the world fighting over this kind of vocabulary. No wonder we can never be peaceful. No wonder we have no brotherhood. No wonder we can't understand each other. Can we see our world? How low level have we sink into? So simple a thing and cannot understand. Now the third question concerning whether I have reached the ultimate or not. I have advised him to watch slowly, to check slowly, and he can check it out, yeah. If I say yes, he would not believe me. If I say no, then I tell the lie. So he was the answer.
Jesus Christ said, I am the truth, I am the way. Does this mean the Christian is the only truth?
Yes, the Christian is the only truth. But the Buddhist is also the only truth. And the Taoist is also the only truth. Every great master speaks the only truth there is. Every religion is Christian. Every religion is Buddhism. Thank you. When a master get enlightened and become one with God, he is the truth. He is the way, he is the light of the world, okay? And then you can become like him also. Therefore he say, what I do today, you can do greater tomorrow. He didn't say, I'm the only one that can do this great thing. Also, Buddha did not say, I'm the only Buddha in the universe. He said, before me there were numerous, like the sands in the Ganges River. So much Buddha. And after me there will be plenty. It's the same. I have become Buddha, you will become Buddha. All equal.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your happy company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's thought-provoking lecture entitled The Definition of Buddha's Land, given in New York, USA in 1989. Coming up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Under heaven's loving care, may all beings flourish in peace and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.